Pablo for breakfast.
This morning, we're getting some sleep knowledge from Shay Morrison. She's a sleep expert and co-founder of the Good Night Co. to talk about how much sleep is too much sleep. Shay, good morning.
Good morning. Who would have ever thought there's too much sleep?
Is there such a thing as too much sleep? You've got me confused this morning.
Well, look, I think what it comes down to is that sleep is a really personalised thing. So when we're talking about this, we do have to take the filter that what works for you, and if it works for you, then stick with that. But there is a thing as having too much sleep, and anything over probably, as an adult, over 12 hours a night is considered potentially a little bit dangerous. So there can be some major health issues that come out of that, like heart disease and diabetes. Yeah. And it's just to do with oversleeping. And some of the things that can be linked to that are probably anxiety and depression. You know, so if we're oversleeping and really living in that, you know, too much sleep space, then we might need to get some extra advice and to look at what we're doing in our day-to-day to see that we're getting enough exercise, enough sunlight, good, nutritious, healthy food as well.
Mentioning the sunlight, sometimes my work colleagues here at Triple M give me a bit of stick because I like to have a little bit of a hot cup of tea out in the sun in the morning at about 7 a.m. when the news is playing. Is that all right? Is that the right thing to do to get that circadian method going?
Yes, that's exactly what you should be doing. You should tell them to come and join you because that's exactly what you should be doing. That's perfect. Sunlight in the morning is the best thing that we can be doing. So it is setting your circadian rhythm, your internal body clock, and that's going to help regulate all of your hormones throughout the day that include the sleep hormone at nighttime, melatonin.
I like it. Now, the thing that I guess a lot of people want to know is, can you catch up on sleep? Like if we have a stressful week and we have a few nights where we're only getting 4 or 5 hours, can you make up for it on the weekend?
You can. And what we're encouraging people to do is to really think about their sleep routine and making sure that there is consistency around the routine so that you're roughly waking up and going to bed at the same time every night, including weekends. But if you're going through a bit of a stressful time or, you know, you're just having a really big week and things aren't going right and you're not getting enough sleep, then do put that time aside on the weekend to have a nap and to have that little bit of extra time of relaxation so that your body can recuperate and recover.
You're speaking my language. I've been having a bit of a debate with my wife on this, so maybe you can settle the score for us if you want to step inside a relationship and give some advice.
True, yes, no problem. I don't know you, so it's okay.
Obviously, being a breakfast radio announcer, I get up pretty early. I usually get up 3:30, 3:45 every single day. And my wife has been getting up early as well. She's been doing some work early in the morning, usually at about 4:30, but not every day. So some days she'll have those early starts, some days she won't. And she's been feeling incredibly tired come the end of the week. And I said to her, you need to just get up the same time every day because I don't feel tired anymore just because my body's got used to it. Is there a point there or can she sort of chop and change daily?
No, you're absolutely right. So I will help you settle that score, and it's actually really it's a really good point, and you do need to have a routine. So people that are chopping and changing all the time, or sleeping in on weekends, or whatever that might look like, is doing us no favors. So we really need to have that strict go to bed, wake up same time every night. Sure, there's going to be a few bumps in the road along the way, but consistently striving to do that is going to be the best way for you, as you said, to wake up and feel good.
I'm going to snip at that segment, you saying you're right, and give it to my wife as her new ringtone. So thank you, Shay.
Pleasure.
If people do want to find out more info, check out the Good Night Co. And Shay Morrison, thanks so much for your time today. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Pablo.
Pablo for breakfast.